always got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, did you know it was Earth Day?
I did not have any idea that that was happening.
I think we've all kind of lost track of what day it is lately.
Yeah, funny, that didn't make the news, huh?
Yeah.
Earth Day.
But those of us that are super big Disney fans know that Earth Day is a big day for the Florida parks, because that's the day that Animal Kingdom opened.
It's its birthday?
Happy birthday, Animal Kingdom.
Happy birthday, Animal Kingdom. That's fun.
Animal Kingdom, I think I've gone on record as saying, is one of my favorite parks
Florida. Yeah.
Partially because it has just such a different energy about it.
It's incredibly unique and immersive and different than anything else you'd see at any Disney park.
Right. And I really respond to the jungly Indiana Jones style environments.
Oh, right.
So walking around Animal Kingdom makes you feel like you're in an Indiana Jones movie
a lot of times. It really does. You're so right.
Yeah.
It does feel like Indiana Jones got its whole own park.
Exactly, which it should, yeah, by the way. But it's so green, and you feel like you're discovering things that no one else is seeing, because there's just, it's themed so heavily.
Yeah.
That it doesn't feel like a park. It feels like an actual environment.
A lot like the one where they were building Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Uh-huh.
It feels kind of like that. How it feels like it's very void of Disney. But it's so cool. Like,
yeah.
It is just, they have all kinds of fun things in there. Fun dancers.
Oh, yeah. Like the street performers in Animal Kingdom are some of the best ones they have in any park anywhere. You know, people will say Epcot has some great ones too, but the ones in Animal Kingdom are literally just right there next to you playing their instruments, singing their little hearts out.
Yeah.
And, you know, showing you how to do dances from different places. It's just, and it does, I guess the thing that I like the best about it is that it's like a zoo, but you don't feel like you're in a zoo. You feel like you're just walking around and looking at animals.
Completely. It is classified as a zoo and is listed with the zoology board, whatever,
right,
you call it. And they are part of that program where they do the research and they move animals from zoo to zoo.
Right.
And that's part of Animal Kingdom.
Right.
They list that on there.
But like, let's just say we're walking back to Expedition Everest. You walk past this giant enclosure of screaming monkeys that, as far as I can tell, aren't fenced in any way.
You're right. The ones that are on like their own little, they have like three houses up in the sky.
Yeah.
And then they are on the ropes just swing going down.
They just run around and scream at the top of their lungs and they're just there.
That is true. They are just there.
And I'm sure that there are safety things in place to keep them from just running amok throughout the park. But you just feel like you're just walking past a tree and you see a bunch of monkeys running around in it.
It's amazing.
It's,
I don't know
so
how
cool
they do it. It's pretty cool. And I almost do feel like a lot of zoos that are going that direction nowadays probably were inspired by what Disney was able to accomplish back in 1998.
True.
Because back then it very much was cold concrete cages most
right
of the time.
Right.
And the barriers were very obvious when they built them into place.
Yeah.
And then Animal Kingdom came along, and now it feels like a lot of people are changing it.
Right.
You know, changing the way they do their zoos as well.
Yeah. It is a much more humane way to treat the animals when they're in captivity. And Disney, especially from everything that I've watched and read, tries very hard to keep their animals as happy as possible. Right. they let them move around quite a bit more than most other places do.
Just like their guests.
Right. Exactly. And Animal Kingdom itself as a park is very different from the other parks in Florida and honestly probably anywhere else. They have no fireworks at any time in the park.
That is true. Yeah, you're right.
For obvious reasons, but you don't want to scare the animals and cause them stress. So their nighttime shows and all that kind of stuff may have music and things like that, but there are no fireworks.
It does feel more like an organic lifestyle that you're living. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like an authentic lifestyle when you're there,
right,
as opposed to being inside a theme park. There's no plastic straws.
There's no plastic straws, which some people complain about.
They've never had plastic straws,
right? They've not. No, I think Disney probably was one of the first theme parks to purchase paper straws en masse, because that's all you get in Animal Kingdom.
And there's no lids.
There are no lids because they're made of plastic.
Which I think it makes, for some crazy reason, I think it makes Coke taste better when you drink it straight from the cup.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why.
Oh, all right.
I'm crazy that way.
You are crazy.
Mm-hmm. I realize that.
There's also no balloons in Animal Kingdom because...
No wonder I love this park.
It only takes one errant balloon to choke an animal to death, you know? So they really have adjusted their theme parkiness to better fit the animals.
This is why it kind of feels like Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Because they've had to eliminate a lot of the...
theme park stuff. It's a very calm park too. I don't think we've ever been there at a time where I was like, this is madness.
The only time it came close is when we got there at like 9 o'clock at night and it was still really hot and we stood in that line. It was supposed to be 45 minutes and it ended up being like 2 hours.
Oh geez, that time I don't remember that at all.
It was the new ride in Pandora. We wanted to we'll just jump on the boat ride real quick.
You're
45
right.
Minutes, it'll be fine. Outside of that one experience, it's been amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pandora is its own beast in that park. You're going to wait in crazy lines in Pandora because that's just how it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if those lines will ever go down. But
they hope not.
Well, yeah, I guess. So some fun things about it, too, to help add to the ambiance. They collected seeds and trees from over 37 countries to plant all over the Animal Kingdom to give it a more authentic feel.
That is so cool. I wonder what made... What's his name? It's not Joe Rogan, right?
Joe Rhodes.
That guy.
Yeah.
Super cool guy. We had to do a whole podcast on just him.
Yeah.
But I wonder what made him think to make it so internationally themed that way.
I think the idea really came from them actually going international. They went to Africa and Asia and went around and really looked at the way the locals lived, the way their buildings looked, the way their roads were constructed, the kind of paint they used. It's all like they were super thorough in a way that only Disney can be.
And it does make sense if you're going to look at lions and elephants that it's themed to where lions and elephants would live, I guess.
Right, exactly.
That would make sense.
And, you know, when you walk through Animal Kingdom's little areas like the African area or the Asian area, like we've been saying, it does not feel like a theme park. Because a theme park would have everything perfect and pristine and ropes everywhere and, you know, that kind of stuff. You walk through these places and I was watching a documentary where he pointed out, look at these power lines. These power cords are just like wrapped up in knots and hung from, you know, posts and stuff, which no one would choose to do it that way.
Right.
But we did because this is what it looks like where we're, you know, trying to take you.
The one that I always love is the food truck that has flat tires.
Yes.
Like it's been sitting there for so long.
It's just a permanent fixture now.
But it was built that way. It's not even a food truck at all. It actually is a building.
Right.
But it looks like a food truck. Hilarious.
And they purposefully age things up because places in other parts of the world use things until they can't be used anymore. You know, if they have a few dents in it, no big deal, you know?
Right.
And so you walk through these places and it feels super authentic. And I almost, you know, we've never done a tour of like the Magic Kingdom or anything like that. I would 100% do a tour of Animal Kingdom to get the backstory on some things in the park.
Yeah.
Just to find out where certain ideas came from and how much of it is legitimate. Because there are things in the park that I think are super cool that obviously came from somewhere, but I don't know where.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, the backstory of Animal Kingdom is pretty, would be pretty fun. Yeah. I would love to find that out.
And I don't know that they do that. I know they have like a special safari tour where they take you to show you the animals and you can feed animals and things like that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But I legitimately just want to hear the history of the park.
Yeah, we've been on, because the safari ride is definitely the biggest part of that ride.
It's the highlight of the park.
The safari ride is bigger than Disneyland was on opening day.
Right.
It's over 55 acres large, just for that part of the ride, obviously.
Right.
And it is so cool, like that, the first time we went on there, the giraffes become so close to you that it literally stuck his head inside the car and tried to eat my hair. Do you remember that?
I do.
That was super cool. I was like, I am all about this animal.
Scalp me.
Yeah.
Take it all, giraffe.
No, that would have been. That would have been. I wouldn't go there. But I was like, discover I am me, all giraffe. About this world of Disney that y'all have just created here. Whatever you just did, this is, because it was like my first day at Walt Disney World ever, and a giraffe tried to eat my hair, and I'm like, oh, that. Now, we've been on the ride many times since then, and it's not happened since that first time, but.
But that's the great thing about the safari ride, is that no two safari rides are the same, because for those of you that don't know, the safari is literally, they have a savanna area where they literally allow the animals to herd and be around each other in a natural state.
Yeah.
So the giraffes are just wandering around. There are wildebeest walking over here. There are springboks over there. And it's not, there are no fences. They're literally just walking around.
Yeah, there's things in place, but you would never see them.
Well, not for the giraffes and the wildebeest.
Oh, right. Yeah, those.
They literally
right.
just, sometimes they will stand in the middle of the road and the
ostriches.
Cars have to just stop because it's their home. So you can't like go and push them out of the way. So you just stop.
Yeah. And I think I've said that of any rides I would ever want to work at any park ever, it would be to drive on the safari ride.
Right.
Like that has everything.
Well, and the vehicles are so cool because did you know that they're all run by propane?
Oh, really?
They're to help with emissions and things like that and noise. They run them off propane instead
of gas.
That's cool. Which I did not know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they're, just like the rest of the park, they're made to look worn and used. They have dents in them. They have mud splatters on them that aren't actually mud. Like, it's
right.
all just fabricated for this experience of driving through an African savanna.
I bet some of them are real now.
They might have some real bumps and bruises now. But what's great about it is you literally feel like you're on safari, and they have clever ways of trying to keep the animals in view so that you actually see them. My favorite one is the lions. Because the lions came from up north somewhere. I can't remember exactly where they got their lions from, but they really did not like the heat in Florida. Do you remember this story?
I remember they did something.
Yeah, the lions weren't a big fan of the heat of Florida, and so they didn't like to come out. In their enclosure, they put in new rocks that they ventilated air conditioning through.
Oh.
So the lions will come out and lay on the air-conditioned rocks so you can actually see them.
Now, what kind of prissy out lions are these?
Hey,
they don't like the Florida heat.
We've been in Florida a couple days that we said we don't like the Florida heat either.
Oh no, it's a lot. It's a lot of heat, y'all. That's pretty funny.
And then they put food out in disguised places so that the animals learn, oh, this is where the food is. So we'll go out and get the food in these specific places, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen giraffes running through brush, and we've seen rhinos and cheetahs, and there's all kinds of things just wandering around.
I have to say that alligator pit that they have on that ride, scariest thing ever.
You think that's scary?
They're so big, and there's so many of them. They're just all piled up down there and stuff.
And what's really interesting is that the car rolls on a road that's raked to one side, so you tilt so everybody can see. But that part makes me nervous too.
You're right. Every single time.
When the car tilts a little bit to the left so everyone can see, I'm like, oh, I'm going in.
It's
an awesome ride in general, though.
Now, the interesting thing about Animal Kingdom as well is, like, it's the largest theme park in the entire world at like 305 acres or something.
Animal Kingdom is?
Yeah, so it makes it the largest theme park of anywhere on Earth.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But it would seem to make sense, obviously, the Savannah, right? It's why they get to be so ridiculous with how big it is, right? You know?
Well, and then they have lots of things that aren't safari-related, too, which is interesting. They have the Finding Nemo musical show is in this park.
Oh, it's so good.
The Lion King show is in this park. Pandora is in this park. Dinosaurs in this park. So even if you're not into animals, but who isn't into animals?
Yeah, who's not into?
There are tons of things in here. Tough to Be a Bug is in this park.
Oh, we love that ride.
So it's just like
attraction.
A little bit. There's something for everybody in your family to do in Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah, and what's the stick character name? Ivy something or another. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I can't remember her name.
She's the coolest, like Ivy walking around Ivy lady ever.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever seen her in person.
We've seen her once, and it's literally an actress on four stilts. So she has stilts on her arms and stilts on her legs, and her entire body is covered in ivy. So if she's standing still, she looks like a topiary, just kind of off to the side.
Huh.
And then she'll just start moving randomly. You know, it's a cool character to have just walking around.
Super fun.
They also have Kevin walking around, which is a fairly new addition, and people love seeing Kevin. Do you remember who Kevin is?
Is he the dog?
No, he's the bird.
Oh, okay.
He's the giant 8-foot-tall bird from Up.
Oh.
And he just kind of wanders around with his little tiny chicken wings. Ridiculous. And they also have the bird show there that's themed around Up too, that has Russell and Doug in it. So like I said, something for everybody in this park, honestly.
And I tell you, like, a lifelong goal would definitely be to stay in the safari hotel at night overlooking the Savannah and stuff. Like, oh yeah, that would be my place. That'd be super fun.
I stayed there once, literally for one night. I stayed in the safari hotel. And it wasn't a safari facing room. I'm sure those are more expensive, but they literally have rooms that look out over a safari area where in the morning, apparently you can see them feeding giraffes wandering around outside your hotel room.
Oh, shut up. This is the coolest hotel on earth.
Right? So cool.
Well, coolest hotel in Florida, because they probably have something similar in, I don't know, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty unique concept, honestly. Also, fun fact I found out today, the animals, obviously they don't stay out all night long at Animal Kingdom. So they have a way of training them that they respond to whistles, like the kids from Sound of Music.
Huh.
And they have different whistle sounds that they all know means them. And then they come back to their home base for the evening, where they hunker down for the night.
Really? All of the animals, or a good majority of them anyway?
All the ones that are out on the Savannah.
So the lions and elephants and everything?
Yeah. Like, they all have like an interior place that they can go in the evening, and they blow their little whistles, and you know, the giraffes come walking in.
How cool is that?
This is a job that I would love.
Yeah.
Fill in your Dr. Dolittle fantasy. Calling in the animals, you know?
Seriously, I hope they give a tour of that too.
I would love that.
That would be a super fun tour.
So we're talking about shows now in Animal Kingdom. Which is your favorite show in Animal Kingdom?
The only one, I guess, the Lion King show.
The Festival of the Lion King?
Yeah, that one's super cool.
It's an unusual show for sure for Disney.
Yeah. Because I don't like the crowd participation, but I fake it.
Oh, that's true. They do make you participate.
I do just enough.
And I really dislike the seating in Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
As an old man, it hurts my back.
It's. I think the one, the for some reason, the where Finding Nemo's at, yeah, those seats are super close together, it feels like.
Are they?
I feel like they are.
Like from like leg room, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it feels like you have to sit on your sideways so you don't hit the bench in front of you.
Oh.
And then you get tired of sitting on like sideways the entire thing. You're like, ugh.
Oh, listen to us complain I know, about right? this. Festival of the Lion King is super fun because it's almost like a variety act. They have tumblers and they have aerial acts and they have fire spinners.
The fire eating, breathing guy. That's crazy.
Super cool. It scares you every time.
It really does. It freaks me out. All that fire and breathing. And
not once, as far as I know, has anyone been burned by the fire guy.
Not by him, by Puma, right? Who was it? What float caught on fire and burned the place? Do you remember?
That wasn't that one. No, that was Iago apparently caught fire in the tiki room and burned the tiki room.
No, one of the floats there for the animal for the Festival of the Lion King, one of the floats caught on fire too.
What?
And they had evacuated.
I don't remember that.
We talked about it one time.
Oh god.
But because there was a fire there and it wasn't the fire breathing guy.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, because they have amazing floats.
But you have talked in the past that you wanted to have an animal, you wanted to have a Indiana Jones themed area.
I did.
And do you think with the direction they were headed before, you know, that it would fit better in the new Hollywood Studios or in Animal Kingdom?
I feel like Hollywood Studios is being kind of taken over by Star Wars, and rightfully so. It's a huge thing for them. It already has the Indiana Jones stunt show in that park.
That's true.
But I 100% believe, and I've said it before, say it's like I always say, Indiana Jones should be put in place of the dinosaur ride in the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And the whole area should be themed to Indy. You could have the Ark of the Covenant sitting out there in a crate. You know, there are all sorts of cool things you could do with an Indiana Jones themed area. And the dinosaur ride is basically Indiana Jones, just themed differently. So you already have the ride there, it'd just be a reskinning.
And you could retheme it differently, like we said
before. Right, give it a different temple that you're going through.
Don't try to give us the Temple of Mara and all that other
no,
stuff. Right?
No, no, yeah, don't give us something different. And so I 100% think that Indy should go in there. With the current situation, I don't think we're going to get any kind of updates like that for any time soon.
Yeah, it could be 20 years.
But it would be the peak of my Indiana Jones fantasy to be walking through the jungles and come upon the village and the temple where Indy is. I would love it.
And you think they could still keep the stunt show over at Hollywood Studios?
Sure, let them keep it. That thing's more themed to the movie-making side of Indiana Jones.
Currently it is, yeah.
Than the fantasy of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Indy being in Animal Kingdom would make sense.
And we're planning on building the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Yeah, if you'll ever get the pieces ready. I'll put it up on Instagram when we do 3D puzzle. The Ark of the Covenant. but yeah, Animal Kingdom, happy birthday. So glad you're around. My favorite park in Florida. Right?
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, if you want to ride any of the rides in Pandora, you better get up early.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-fingered point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.